Bear in the Morning, Bear Country 95.3, and it's Find It in Greenfield. And Hannah's here from the Greenfield Business Association. Hannah, who did you bring with you this morning?
Oh my gosh, Kevin, I brought one of my favorite people. I'm a little biased, but Dan Piasecki is here from Coldwell Banker Community Realtors. And he also, full disclosure, you know I like to do these things up front, is co-president of my board.
Oh.
He's so involved.
Amazing. You brought your boss? Is that what you're telling
me?
You brought your boss to the radio station.
I know.
Bring your boss to the radio station day here.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Hey, Dan. Good to see you.
Morning.
All right. So, Dan, you're with a Coldwell Banker Real Estate, right? Deerfield office?
Yeah, Coldwell Banker Community Realtors.
Okay.
Based out of South Deerfield. There's four other offices throughout the area: Amherst, Northampton, Shelburne Falls.
Got it. Okay. All right, Dan. How long have you been a realtor in the area?
So I got my license back in 2020.
Okay.
Kind of real funny situation. I left a job in the end of January 2020.
Uh-oh. And I remember what happened at the end of January.
There was a little something.
Yeah, perfect timing to leave your job. And I was kind of looking for a new career path, and I was looking back at the last handful of years, and we bought a house, me and my wife, back in 2016, and we got a good price on it, and we put our heart and soul into fixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing that, looking back on that, I loved that experience, and I wanted to be able to help people find a way to redo that, you know. Do that themselves.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sounds awesome.
Okay. All right. So what's the most interesting house that you have bought or sold or helped buy and sell?
What a good question.
You don't have to be too specific.
That's because, right. Right.
You know, there
rules,
should be some
right?
sort of confidentiality there.
Yeah.
But maybe one, you know, something unique about one house that you discovered.
So when I first got in the industry, I was an assistant to a very popular agent in the area, and he sells a lot of homes, and he happened to get this foreclosure come through that was a giant mansion in downtown Orange.
Okay.
Ooh.
And there at the time it was the peak of a Instagram account called Cheap Old Houses and it blew up on that website. And I think that Monday when I came in, I had over 100 voicemails from all over the world. Poland, Germany, California, every state was represented.
Wow. Yeah.
People wanted this mansion, and it was ended up being purchased from someone from out of state who came in with hundreds of thousands of dollars to fix this up back to its original state.
Wow. Of course, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah. I haven't followed up on the property in the years since, so I don't know if they've been doing that work. But it was
We'll do a follow-up episode on that.
Yeah, it was a really unique situation. And really cool.
All right, Dan. So you're quite involved here in the community. Of course, you're, you know, the president of the Greenfield Business Association.
Thank goodness.
Oh, and what else takes up your time?
Yeah. So I also help out with the Rec Commission, the Greenfield Rec Commission. I'm a sitting member on that.
Okay. Do you get to decide what fireworks they shoot off on the 4th of July?
Great question.
Wish we had more input, but we do get to help set the budgets on that and figure out how you know how big the show is going to be
and things like that. Yeah.
The big thing for us is we do a lot of work to raise the money for the fireworks because Greenfield's one of the only towns in the area that puts on a show, but it's not funded by the city. Many people don't know that.
Mm.
All of the events the Greenfield Rec Commission puts on is to raise money for the two fireworks shows they do every year, Winter Carnival and July 4th.
Well, you mentioned Winter Carnival. That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the first weekend of February, so the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd. So it kind of bridges the months this year. But
okay.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone out there who's listening who's thinking about becoming a realtor?
Oh. When you look at it from the outside, it seems like it's a lot of just running around, not, you know, kind of from the outside, it seems like it's a lot of just running around, not, you know, kind of being your own boss, but it's a lot more hours and it's a lot of grinding. You have to be prepared to make a lot of phone calls, answer a lot of phones, get yourself out there. But if you're good at getting yourself out there and you like that side of things,
yeah,
go for it. Because if you put yourself into it, you can really do good stuff.
Hannah, he mentioned, like, you know, actually making phone calls, which
I know
that's something that really doesn't happen in 2025
anymore.
It doesn't happen as much.
And I have to admit, as a millennial, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say that my stepkids make fun of me all the time for how much I don't like being on the phone. I'm a texter. I'm an emailer. So I can just vouch for Dan. He is on the phone, advocating, connecting with people, following up. It's amazing. It really, it's a skill and an art. I would say it's an art.
All right. Dan Piasecki from Coldwell Banker over in the South Deerfield office.
Yep.
Got it right?
Yep.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you? Mention your phone number if you
obviously.
So I can best be reached at 413-772-9767.
Uh-huh.
That's easy.
Yeah. And then I have a nice short email as well, dan@cbcrmail.com.
Very easy.
Keep it quick and simple.
It's so nice. And you know, there are people out there. It's important to work with a realtor that you can relate to, who's going to call you back, who's involved in the community. Dan knows a lot about Greenfield and Franklin County and beyond. He's a great one to be in touch with.
Well, you know a lot about Greenfield too, don't you?
I do, just a little bit. Okay. Just a little bit.
So if people are interested in the Greenfield Business Association, what should they do?
Well, I would say they can go to greenfieldbusiness.org. You can see everything that's going on. You can see a whole list of our members, including Dan, link right over to his information from our page.
Okay.
We're just there to get people connected.
Sounds good. It's Find It in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.